Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, der last Mishnah Masech des Erich in Perik Tess, Mishnah Ches. So we have already learned that houses in a walled city come with a deadline. You have only 1 year to be able to get it back, to buy it back, or to redeem it after you sell it. If that year passes, then it is Nechlat. That means it becomes permanent property of the Lokeach, of the one who bought it. There is an exception. When the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, so it was divided amongst the 12 Shvatim. What about Levium? They didn't receive their own territory. So where did the Levium live? Well, each of the Shvatim had to give some cities in their own territory for the Kehanim and the Levium to live in. Those were called Arei Levium, cities that belonged to Levium. Now the halacha is that if a Levi, or Kohen for that matter, sells his house in one of these Arei HaLevium, he can take it back even after the deadline, even after the first year. In our Mishnah, we're going to see a case of a Yisrael who owns a house in a Levi city. How could a Yisrael own a house in a Levi city? It's very simple. Zok the Mishnah. Perik Tes, Mishnah Ches. Yisrael, we have over here a Yisrael, Sheyarash, who Yarshin, who inherited. Avi Ima, his mother's father, Levi, was a Levi. You have a Yidrib Levi, who was a Levi. And he owns a house in a Levi city. He passes away, and he doesn't have any sons. So his daughter yarshins the house. That's the halacha. If there are no sons, the daughter yarshins. His daughter, Levi's daughter, is married to Reb Yisrael, who is a Yisrael. And he gives birth to a son. That son, of course, is a Yisrael, because his father is Yisrael. But when his mother passes away, her son Yisrael yarshins the house from her. So now we have Yisrael, who owns a house in one of the Arei HaLevium. That's what our Mishnah means. Yisrael sheyarash avi imay Levi. Yisrael yarshin the house in a walled Levi city. Zok the Mishnah, ein goyel kaseder zeh. Okay, we have to be careful to touch these words correctly. What it means to say is, even though it's a house in a Levi city, he doesn't have the special rules that a Levi has. Where a Levi could still redeem it after a year. Rather, this Yisrael, who yarshined his grandfather Levi's house in the Levi city, ein goyel, he cannot redeem it, only kaseder hazeh. He has the regular halachis of a Yisrael, who does have a deadline at the end of the year. I by the Levium, it says, geulas oylem tiyan Levium, they can always redeem it. He's not a Levi. His grandfather was a Levi, has a Levi's house, but he's not a Levi. For that matter, Levi sheyoresh es aviima. We have over here a Levi who yarshin the house from his mother's father. That was a Yisrael in a regular walled city of a Yisrael. Here we have the opposite case. We have Reb Yisrael, whose daughter marries a Levi, and they have a son. Reb Yisrael has no son, so his daughter yarshins him. And his daughter's son, who is a Levi, gets this house. He now has a house in a walled city for Yisraelim. Zok the Mishnah, he can't come along after a year and say, I want to redeem my field. We're going to say to him, it's after a year. By Bati Yerchaim, you only have a year. He's going to say, I'm a Levi. By a Levi, the Pasuk says, Beferish, Geula, Soilim, Teal, Leviim. We're going to tell him, no, that's a house in a city for Leviim. You yarshin this from your grandfather Yisrael, and for all practical purposes, this is a Yisrael house, as far as the halachis of Bati Yerchaim are concerned, which means you only have a year. So again, v'chein Levi sheyoresh avi imay, a Levi who inherited a house from his mother's father in a walled city for Yisraelim, ain't a goyel. He doesn't get to redeem it like Levium redeem it. Rather, kasei derazeh. Rather, it has the regular halachis of Bati Orechaim of a Yisrael, and that means he only has a year. So whether it's a Yisrael who yarshins a Levi house in a Levi city, or it's a Levi that yarshins a Yisrael house in a Yisrael city, they are limited to the year deadline. They don't have the special halacha for a Levi that they can redeem it always. How do we know this? Because the Pasuk says, in regard to redeeming houses in the cities of Levium, the Pasuk says, Ki bate ori ha-Levium, and the Pasuk concludes, Hi achuzasim, this is their Yerusha. And the Pasuk says, in regard to Bate Ori HaLevium, Geulas Olam, they get to keep it forever. But this pasuk teaches us that when it said before they get to keep it forever, you have to have two things. Achi Yehei, it has to be that the house belongs to a Levi, not a Yisrael that yarshened it from a Levi, and Uba Ari HaLeviim. It has to be in the city of the Leviim, not a Levi who yarshened it from a Yisrael, the Rebbe, a Zayhalt Rebbe. So really, where does Rebbe see it in the pasuk? You're telling me a pasuk, Kibate Ari HaLeviim. Okay, so I understand it has to be in the city of the Leviim. Where does it say that it has to be a Levi? Maybe Yisrael in the city of the Leviim does have the special halacha. So the Gemara says, Enchanami. The fact that he has to be a Levi is learned from the previous pasuk. The pasuk says, Vashe Yigal Min HaLeviim. Being that the pasuk says, Min HaLeviim, from the Leviim. So it's mashma, not all Leviim. From the Leviim, there are those who could always redeem it. In other words, it has to be a Levi in a city of Leviim. But the Chachamim disagree with the Rebbe. The Chachamim say, Ein advarim amurim ela ba'ari ha-Leviim. No. When the pasuk says he can redeem it forever, the pasuk is talking about a house in the city of the Leviim, and it doesn't make a difference who's redeeming it. Not only a Levi, but even a Yisrael, who yarshened it from his grandfather, also has the special halacha that there is no deadline after a year for him to be able to redeem it. So again, v'chachamim amrim, ein hadvarim, this halacha in regard to geulas ha-Leviim, Amurim was not said, Ela Ba'ari HaLevim. That's the only criteria. As long as it's a house in the city of a Levi, even if he's a Yisrael, there's no deadline to when he can redeem it. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. So we said the Levi and Mekahanim got special cities. They didn't just get the city. They also got an area around the city, 2,000 Amos actually. And that area around the city was divided into two. There was a clearing where nothing was planted and fields. The 1,000 Amos that was closer to the city, that was left open. No one planted there. The outer 1,000 Amos, that was for the fields. And that's called Migrash. And that was done for the niceness. The niceness of a city is you have a clearing, then you have the houses. Zakta Mishnah, Ein Oisim Sada Migrash, V'lei Migrash Sada. The Torah gives us zoning, and you have to stay with those zonings. You can't switch the boundaries. You're not allowed to make a field in the open area surrounding the city into a migrash. You can't clear it by saying, no planting over here. And you're now going to take the part which is supposed to be clear and decide to plant over there, make it into a field. How do we know that? Zakta Batanur, the pasuk says, Vayter, Ustei Migrash, Areyem Lo Yamachi, you can't sell the Stei Migrash. Can't sell it? It says before that you could sell it. It says they can redeem it for always, so that means that someone sold it. They have to redeem it to get it back. So the Gemara understands, explains about Tanura. What the pasuk means to say is, you can't switch it. What's open area has to stay open area. What's field has to stay field. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayter, V'lo, you can't make Migrash, the area of Migrash, the open area, ear. You can't decide to build houses there. V'lo, ear, Migrash. And you can't take the area that's designated for houses and say, no houses over here. It should be a nice open area. But Amar Rabbi Eliezer, says Rabbi Eliezer, Bamed, Varmumrum, when do we say this, that you have to be so strict? Keep houses, open areas, fields, Ba'ari HaLeviim, in the cities of the Leviim. Avul Ba'ari Yisrael, in the cities of the Yisraelim, Oisin Sada Migrash, you can turn a field into an open area. That's not a problem. Although, V'loi Migrash Sada, you can't turn an open area into a field. Migrash ear, you can take the open area and build houses there, but v'loi ear migrash, you can't take the city that has houses and turn it into an open area. Kidei, and the reason for this is shelo yachrivu es arei Yisrael. We want to provide more houses, more place to live. So when it comes to houses, anything that's going to help people have houses, that's what we do. Anything that's going to take away houses, we don't do. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, HaKohanim v'HaLeviim moichrim li'ayla. Kohanim and Leviim can sell a field in a Levi city whenever they want, even if it's less than 2 years to Yovel. Mashengen b'estei achuza, if you don't have 2 years before Yovel, you can't sell it. The buyer has to use it for at least two seasons of Tua. But that's not true for Kohanim and Leviim. They can sell a field even less than 2 years before Yovel. Furthermore, v'goyalim li'aylam, they can redeem it whenever they want. If a Yisrael sells a house in a walled city, he has 1 year. At the end of the year, it's gone. It becomes permanently the property of the buyer. I can't come running even if I have the money and say, I have the money, I want to take it back. Too late. I had a year to do that. That's not true for a Kayin and a Levi. They don't have this deadline. And if Yisrael sells a Stei Achuza, and he comes right away with the money, no, he has to wait 2 years. Not true for a Kayin and a Levi. They can redeem it right away. Shnemer, as the Pasuk says, Geulas Oilam, Tiel Leviim, they have no restrictions. So quickly, chazing over our mission over here, last mission in Masechtas Erechin, a Yisrael who Yarshined, his mother's father who was a Levi. So this Yisrael now has a Levi house in the city of the Leviim. He can't say, even though a year passed, but by Leviim's houses is different, you can always redeem it. Sorry, not you, you're a Yisrael. For that matter, if he's a Levi who Yarshins his mother's father who was a Yisrael, he can't say, I'm a Levi, I can redeem it even after a year. I'm sorry. According to this Shita, which is the Shita of Rabbi, it's true a Levi has a special halacha. Even after a year, he can redeem it. But that's only a Levi who owns a house in the city of Leviim. Not a Yisrael who owns a house in the city of Leviim. And not a Levi who owns a regular house. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, Ein advar mamurim ela ba'ari ha-Leviim. In other words, any house in the Ari ha-Leviim has this rule, you can redeem it whenever you want, even if it's owned by Yisrael, who yarshened it from his grandfather, who was a Levi. Then we learned that around the cities of Leviim, there had to be an extra 2,000 amos. The inner 1,000 amos was called Migrash, totally empty, that was for the niceness of the city. Can't even plant over there. The outer 1,000 amos, that was for fields and vineyards. And you have to keep it that way. You can't switch it. Rabbi Eliezer told us that's dafka by the Ari HaLevim, but when it comes to the Ari Yisrael, here's the halacha. You can deck a field and turn it into a migrash. Nice open area, so it looks nicer for the houses. You can't take a migrash, the open area, and turn it into a field. You can take the migrash and turn it into a city and build houses there. You can't take the city and turn it into a migrash and say, I'm going to take down houses. And the reason is, Kadesh Eliachrivu es Ari Yisrael. Now the Rambam holds that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. And they say, even in the Ari Yisrael, you can't switch it. And that's the halacha. You can't turn a city into a migrash, not a migrash into a city, not a migrash into a field, not a field into a migrash. And this is true both for Ari Leviim and Ari Yisrael, according to the Chachamim. The only difference would be, the Mefarshim explain, in the cities of Leviim, it would be an Isser and a Torah to switch it. In the Ari Yisrael, the Isser is only midrabanan, because it is takana, there should always be plenty of houses to live in. The cities of Klal Yisrael should not be diminished. And the Rambam Taka Paskins in Eretz Yisrael, even not in a city, shouldn't take down your house to make a garden. Or even if there's a house that collapsed, that's supposed to turn it into a garden. Rebuild it for places to be able to live there. Shalei Chrivu is Eretz Yisrael. And finally, the Mishnah told us, Kehanim and Leviim have no restrictions. Moichrim li oilam v'goyalin li oilam. Kohen and Levi can sell a field even if it's within 2 years to Yovel, which Yisrael cannot. You have to leave the buyer at least 2 years to produce Tfuah. And Goyalim Liyalim, if they sell a house in a Bati or Chayma, they can redeem it even after a year. And if they sell a field, they can redeem it even within the first 2 years. That's learned from the Pasuk, Geulas Oilam, Tiel Alaviyim, Hadron Alach, Masechtas Erechin.